Well, our breaking news this morning, folks, is that former US President Donald Trump has left a federal court in Miami where he pleaded not guilty to all charges of mishandling confidential files. He was released without any special conditions, prosecutors saying they do not deem the former president to be a flight risk. There was no mugshot because the claim was that he is such a recognizable figure. The former president left the court and met supporters, many praying and singing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Donald. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Mr. Trump also addressed the crowd about the events in court today. Here he was.
It's a rigged deal here. We have a rigged country. We have a country that's corrupt. We have a country that's got no borders. We have a country that's got nothing but problems. We're a nation in decline. And then they do this stuff. And you see where the people are. We love the people. And you see where they are. You see the crowds and everything else. We have a country that is in decline like never before. And we can't let it happen. I'm going to make a little speech tonight in Bedminster. And I hope you're going to be there.
But when you talk about apology, I think the one that you should really be apologizing for and the thing that you should be apologizing for are the 33,000 emails that you deleted and that you acid washed. And then the two boxes of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception.
It was great. I mean, you guys have got to try the cold chocolate.
I've had it.
There has never been anything like it, and we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious.
This is the world you are graduating into. This is what I want to talk about today with you for a few minutes. To lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
Team coverage tonight, we begin with Ari Hyde, who shares more on Trump's remarks tonight. Ari?
And Donald Trump spoke for about 35 minutes tonight as he continues to insist he has done nothing wrong. He promised to strike back against those he believes have attacked him.
President Donald J. Trump!
President Donald Trump walked out to an adoring, cheering, and chanting crowd. As expected, he wasted no time at all going on the attack when talking about Tuesday's arraignment.
Today we witness the most evil and heinous abuse of power in the history of our country.
Trump referred to his arrest as a witch hunt and election interference and promised he would never be convicted.
They will fail and we will win bigger and better than ever before.
In fact, he described his court appearance in South Florida as a victory already.
I just left Miami and I've never seen love in the streets like that. I've never seen it. We've seen a lot of love.
From there, the former president made his attacks more specific, lashing out at President Joe Biden, both Bill and Hillary Clinton, and Special Prosecutor Jack Smith.
He's a raging and uncontrolled Trump hater, as is his wife.
Trump then promised revenge if he wins back the White House in 2024.
I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States of America, Joe Biden.
He says it's all part of his plan for the future.
We will take back our country and we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And as we mentioned before, Donald Trump will be celebrating his 77th birthday tomorrow. The crowd tonight serenaded him by singing Happy Birthday. He told them he plans to make it a very happy birthday by beating these charges.
June 14th, 1940. During World War II, Paris falls into Nazi hands as German troops enter France's capital. That same day in German-occupied Poland, the Nazis open a concentration camp at Auschwitz. 1985. Shiite Muslim militants hijack TWA Flight 847 shortly after takeoff from Athens, Greece.
He has pulled a hand grenade pin and he is ready to blow up the aircraft if he has to. We must, I repeat, we must land at Beirut. We must land at Beirut. No alternative.
The hijackers demand the release of hundreds of Lebanese from Israeli jails. They force the plane to crisp the Mediterranean, landing in Beirut three times. The 17-day ordeal ends after the hijackers kill a U.S. Navy diver and dump his body on Beirut's tarmac. 1777. During the American Revolution, the Continental Congress adopts the Stars and Stripes as the official flag for the new United States. 1928. Ernesto Che Guevara is born in Rosario, Argentina. The leftist guerrilla who fought alongside Fidel Castro in the Cuban Revolution remains a global icon. And 1946.
You're fired.
Real estate developer Donald Trump is born in New York City. Trump's celebrity hits new highs as host of the TV reality show The Apprentice.
There you go. Well done.
Today in history, June 14th.
You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
The Trump campaign revealing the endorsement of 88 retired U.S. generals and admirals. The group signing a letter that in part rips the Obama administration, quote, America's armed forces have been subjected to a series of ill-considered and debilitating budget cuts.
Do you guys know what this represents?
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm. We have the world's great military people in this room, I will tell you that, and we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Listen, I had kind of a pressing appointment, but I thought you might run into a roadblock, so I asked someone to drop by.
Mike?
Sure.
Yeah. Randall?
Donald!
Mr. Trump here wrote The Art of the Deal, then he wrote a new bestseller, The Art of the Comeback.
Two books?
Wow.
Well, sit down. Well, that must have been tough coming up with that much material.
No.
Must have been hard getting started, though, right?
First day, 9 chapters.
9 chapters.
You should call your next book The Art of Not Helping.
It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight.
at it. It's so, like, futuristic, you know?
Mr.
you believe in progress, re-elect Mayor Red Thomas. Progress is his middle name. Mayor Red Thomas's progress platform means more jobs, better education, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, ask your vote for a proven leader.
Mr. Fox, Matthew McConaughey recently said that all celebrities should come and unite around President Trump. Do you think that'll ever happen?
I don't talk politics.
Yeah. I mean, do you think celebrities will...
I talk specific issues. Uh-huh. ACA. And, but I don't talk politics. This was 50K president.
If you think you've been seeing a disproportionate number of stories on the Trump administration that appear to be slightly negative, you are right. A study just conducted, about 88% of them have been deemed negative in the first 30 or so days of the Trump administration.
Oprah Winfrey is speaking out about this video that's gone viral of Donald Trump in 1988.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
I would never want to rule it out totally because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country.
Oprah's best friend, Gail King, wanted to know what she thinks about the Trump interview now.
When I asked that question, I didn't expect that answer. No.
And check this out. It's another lost video of young Donald Trump. This is from 1980, and he was interviewed by Tom Brokaw on the Today Show.
Mr. Trump, what's left in your life? You're 33 years old. You're worth all this money. You say you didn't say that you want to be worth $1 billion.
No, I really don't. I just want to keep busy and keep active and be interested in what I do.
Trump's interview in 1985 for the Manhattan Mac magazine. Back to the Future. Released. 1985. Trump's ultimate deal, according to him, to negotiate the peace plan, 9/11. Says, in 1980's trip proposed to demolish the Twin Towers and a World Trade Center complex in order to build a new one. New One Tower. That's exactly what happened. The One Freedom Tower. Right here, Back to the Future, writer Gail revealed that the character Biff Tannen was inspired by the U.S. President Donald Trump. Well, this was parked. The DeLorean was parked at his golf course.
McFly!
Fujitsu-san, konnichiwa!
McFly! I was monitoring that scan you just interfaced. You are terminated!
Terminated? No! No! It wasn't my fault, sir! It was Needles! Needles was behind the whole thing!
We're here to discuss a monumental national achievement. From the instant the coronavirus invaded our shores, we raced into action to develop a safe and effective vaccine at breakneck speed. We're just days away from authorization from the FDA, at which point we will immediately begin mass distribution. As a result of this unprecedented investment, we are exceedingly proud that both Pfizer and Moderna have announced that their vaccines are approximately 95% effective. Despite the grim projections from the media 8 months ago, we did something that nobody thought was possible. They said it will never happen. You can never do it. It was a pipe dream. In just a few minutes, I'll sign an executive order to ensure that American citizens have first priority to receive American vaccines. We will soon end the pandemic, and we will save millions and millions of lives.
Operated.
No, I didn't. It was a sting operation. I was setting them up.
Read my facts.
No, please. No, I cannot be fired. I'm fired.
You're fired.
Wish I knew what you
hatred on the streets of Charlottesville last night. White nationalists carried torches. It was a weekend of street battles and stark displays of racism.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
We are in a battle for the soul of the nation. Everything that's made America, America is at stake. Limited to 4 years, history will treat this as an aberration. But if there's 8 years of this administration, I think it will forever and fundamentally change the character and the trajectory of this nation.
Footage has emerged of the former Vice President, Creepy Biden, with young children and with the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. We just want to play these clips and want to warn you that what you're about to see is very disturbing. Now, obviously, the behavior that you're seeing here fits the profile of a obviously, nobody out there would take liberties with other people's children like Creepy Joe Biden does. And there's just tons of footage of him out there touching children inappropriately, caressing them, massaging them, basically grooming them, and making them feel basically awkward in their own skin. And this is part of the process. This is part of the virus that we're dealing with in terms of these spirit cookers.
She's still telling me what to do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are we rolling tape on that?
There you go.
You got a brush?
Yes.
Just a one-finger victory salute.
If we turn against each other based on divisions of race or religion,
the highly advanced pods operate with minimal energy needs, making it easy for your baby to make it to full term without any complications. And for those who want a more convenient solution, Ectolife is made accessible so your life can be easier. Thanks to our miniaturized bioreactors and long-lasting batteries, you can use Ectolife growth pods at the comfort of your home, allowing you to incubate your baby in your building without the need to visit our factory. By owning your special growth pod, you will have the ability to build a happy family, one baby at a time, away from any birth complications.
Trust in me.
Ectolife facility was designed by biotechnologist and science communicator Hashim Al-Ghaili. It relies on groundbreaking research work that has been conducted by scientists and engineers since 1950s. Tired of waiting for a response from an adoption agency? Unable to find a suitable surrogate mother? Worried about pregnancy complications? Worry no more, because Ectolife got you covered.
Know if I could have a kid in a world like this.
Oh, that's happy, thanks.
Really though, it is like that Rook woman said. Things were okay a few years ago before 2008. Do you remember back then? We used to think politics was boring.
Those were the days.
But now, I worry about everything. I don't know what to worry about first. Never mind the government, it's the sodding banks. They terrify me. And it's not even them, it's the companies, the brands, the corporations. They treat us like algorithms while they go around poisoning the air and the temperature and the brain. And don't even start me on ISIS. Oh, now we've got America. Never thought I'd be scared of America in a million years, but we've got fake news and false facts. I don't even know what's true anymore. What sort of world are we in? Because if it's this bad now, what's it going to be like for you? Huh? 30 years' time, 10 years, 5 years. What's it going to be like?
Jim Knives, Continental, Jim Divide, Mount Sid, and Alliance, Leonard, Bernstein, Leonette, Brett, Steph, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Banks, Birthday Party, Cheesecake, Jelly Bean, Symbiotic, Patriotic, Slam, Both Net. Right?
Right.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. End of the world as we know it.
Come on, try getting it out.
Bing, 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 bing,
bong. That's all, folks.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.